All right, everybody. We're going to continue in the program. And we're going to talk about a topic that's important in general, right? Documentation. So, and I think it's also really a pressing issue in the Nix community, where we're trying various ways of addressing this. And now Remy, also known as Mini Jackson, is going to talk about this in his talk about talk called Document Your Nix Code with Sphinx. And a round of applause, please, for Remy, and have fun. Enjoy the talk.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Remy, and I'm here to propose you a way of documenting your Nix project using Sphinx. So at work, I have a very big Nix project, and maybe like some of you, you have a Nix project, and I'm pretty proud of my Nix project, and the way that I show that off is that I want people to use it, and so I have to do good documentation. And in my documentation, I had, you know, user guides, tutorials, and whatnot, and I came upon a problem pretty quickly, is that I want to have a complete list of NixOS options, packages, and functions that my project provides. And there isn't an easy way to do this, at least at the time that I searched for it. And so if you want to have these resources on your documentation, you have basically three solutions. The first one is to just give up, as I call it, just read the source code. And the option two is kind of do it yourself. Maybe you find the function that converts NixOS options to Markdown. Maybe you find the Nix.doc project. I didn't at the time, but it's a bit involved to set up those projects for your documentation. And option three is what I'm presenting here. So introducing Sphinx Contrib Nix Domain, the best named project in the planet. And it's about documenting NixOS options, Nix packages, Nix libraries using the Sphinx documentation ecosystem. It's the documentation is here. It's open source under the European public license. Thank you to my employer, the CEA, that allowed me to publish this. So Sphinx, what is Sphinx? Sphinx is the most used documentation generator in the Python world, but it's not limited to Python. One aspect of Sphinx is that you have directives and rules, which are fancy name of, they are like functions that you can call from Markdown. And using those functions, that makes Sphinx really good at generating reference API and cross-referencing to it. It's made to be extensible. This is what my project is. It's an extension. And it supports languages other than Python, obviously. And so how do you set up this plugin? So first you have to have a Sphinx documentation project. You import the Sphinx contrib Nix domain, Nix repo using Flakes or not. And then you set up the Sphinx extension in your project's documentation. And then you pass all your Nix objects through an environment variable in your documentation package. And then you use new directives and roles that this plugin provides in your documentation. And in this presentation, I'm going to show exactly step three and four, and the rest is left as an exercise to you. So in your documentation package, you set up the Nix domain objects environment variable. You call this big function called document objects. You pass in the sources that you use. So here, self is your project. You can set up other sources like Nix packages. You pass in the options that you want to document. You pass in the packages that you want to document. So you can do this like this if you use Flakes. And you pass in the functions that you want to document and give it a name, because everyone calling their libraries lib is a bit confusing. And then that's it. So in practice, in your Markdown documentation, if you put this kind of text, this is calling the Nix automodule directives. So directives is like a block level function for Markdown. And as argument, I'm passing here the services.autobar, meaning that I want to document every option that are under this prefix. And then it will show you in the rendered HTML the options, the type, a link to the source code, the default value, and all you want. Basically the same for packages. If you don't pass any argument, it's going to document every packages that you specified in the environment variable. And you can see the description, some tags, the name, version, maintainers, and licenses. And for the functions, basically the same. And if you document your functions, kind of like you document your Python functions, then you can have this really nice rendering for specifying like the type of your function, the parameters, and the return type, and whatnot. So maybe you're going to say, that's cool, Remy, but you just invented an overly complicated way of transforming Nix to Markdown. And that's kind of true, but the fun part is that the Sphinx documentation project really understand that these, what you have generated, are objects from the Nix language, and you can do fun stuff with that. For example, you can do cross-referencing. So if you say, see the Nix option something something, and which is the package hello by default, it will generate two links, which are going to be links to the exact definition of this function, no matter where they are in your documentation. So if you if you change your documentation and move things around, those links are always going to be correct. And if, for example, this option doesn't exist, the documentation system will warn you that you have a dangling reference. You can also do external cross-referencing. So if there is multiple projects using Sphinx and this plugin, you can say, here's where this Sphinx project, and if in your documentation you reference an object that is in another documentation that you specified in this configuration, it will actually download the inventory of objects in the external documentation and resolve the link, so you can reference the resources in external projects. You do have to download an inventory, so you have to build your documentation without the Nix sandbox, but I think it's a useful enough feature to disable the sandbox. My plugin also generates some indices. For example, you have the Nix option index, which is a full index of all the options that you have in your documentation, and same for library. You also have a general index, and in here you can see, for example, the Nix functions that are in my plugin, but also documentation for the environment variable, the configuration value, and directives and roles that my plugin provides. So it's a neat feature. Sphinx can also generate other formats than HTML. You can generate PDFs. Maybe you like PDFs, or maybe you have to use them like I do in my work. You can also generate man pages. So if you want a quick way of generating a man page with all your options, all your functions, then you can just point Sphinx to a document tree in your documentation, and you will just generate them. I want to talk a bit about Read the Docs, which is a platform where you can host your Sphinx documentation. You don't have to use it, but they provide some nice features. Like, for example, link previews. So if you hover over a link, it will show you a preview of the page. This sounds like a bit of a gimmick, but with this plugin, if you hover over a, for example, a Nix function here, it will actually show the function exactly how it is. And I think it's pretty neat and pretty useful in this instance. It also have multi-version support, which is kind of a pain to do manually. So it can build your documentation in several versions. For example, here you have latest, which is the main branch, stable, which is an alias for the latest version, and versions can be either branches or tags. And I have the wrong screenshot here, but it can also host PDF and EPUB versions of your documentation. And this is what Read the Docs call the flyout menu. It can also build your PRs if you're on GitHub or GitLab. So if someone opens a PR, the Redux is going to build the PR and show a preview of the documentation for that PR, and with the warning that this is not an official documentation instance. And you can also see here this really small button like here that says show diff, and it can actually show the differences between the main branch and the what the PR builds. And here I've changed in the source code of the Nix function the description, and it shows the diff just fine. Some future work that I would like to do with this project is obviously upstreaming it into Nix packages, so you don't have to import any repository. I would like to have a way of cross-referencing options and packages and functions which are defined in Nix packages, which doesn't use the Sphinx ecosystem. Support the metadoc NixOS option. I don't know if you know, but you can specify documentation directly in your NixOS modules, and I would like to support that. And with this, create pages automatically in your documentation. And I would like also to warn if some Nix objects aren't referenced in your documentation. And there's also a weird Sphinx bug where using headers in object documentation that I would like to fix, and I should unlock sometime. So these are the useful links. So you have the documentation of the plugin itself and the source code. And here you have my work project if you want to see an instance, a real instance of a big documentation that use this plugin. You can look at that. Chances are you're not going to want to use it unless you control industrial systems. But maybe you want to see an example. And here are two resources that I find very useful for architecturing your documentation in a more general manner, which I encourage you to read. And that's it.